Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you ready for us to dish on your favorite celebrities? Well, we are ready, too. We got a great show for you. But first, we got to check in with our crew over in Atlanta. Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
Now, look, you see the Portia and Brad are out, but never fear. We have Eva from Real Housewives of Atlanta
right there. Always killing it. Always killing it.
And, thank you.
And TV personality and host Jesse Wu's hanging out. Now, later in the show, Andrew Freund joins us. He sat down with Ben Affleck and Oscar Isaac and their new Netflix film, Triple Frontier, to talk about that. Also, two of the nicest actresses in Hollywood, Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, are in trouble with the law.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is big. We'll tell you what they did. But first, Headcrack, what do you got for us?
Well, it looks like Conor McGregor is serving feet and knuckle sandwiches outside the ring as well.
Oh, gosh. Right?
So the mixed martial artist and boxer has been arrested again, but this time for allegedly smashing the phone of a fan outside a hotel in Miami Beach. Mm. Now, according to reports, around 5 a.m. on Monday, the owner of the phone was walking out of the hotel the same time as Conor and attempted to take his photo. Well, Conor wasn't here for none of that. Allegedly, he slapped the victim's phone out their hand, causing it to fall on the ground. Then he proceeded to stomp on the phone several times, damaging it.
Oh, my goodness.
And in my head, he's doing it with both feet and putting his hands in the air. Like Mario.
A big baby.
So, according to cops, McGregor then picked up the phone and walked away with it. Now, the alleged victim filed the police report, and cops went to Conor's home and arrested him shortly after. Now, he was charged with strong-arm robbery, misdemeanor criminal mischief for smashing a fan's phone, and he's currently out on bail right now.
You are famous. People want to take your picture. Stop being a baby.
Here's the thing, though. A lot of celebrities or people who are super famous, like Conor McGregor, get upset if you're filming maybe their family. He's got a new baby now. Maybe it's his wife and kids, and he's like, hey, you know, you can take a picture of me. Stop taking pictures of my wife and kids. And he has, obviously, a temper, and he broke the phone and stomped on it. Big deal.
But there should be, like, a safe zone where, like, you know, certain places you can't take pictures of people or, like, certain times of the day. Like, 5 a.m., who's photo ready at 5 a.m.?
Well, should he have smashed the fan's phone? I guess that's the next thing.
Well, no, he should have calmed himself, but it is the first fight he's won in a while. we'll say that.
How many of you would do, you know, whatever it takes for your kids? I am talking about two moms in Hollywood right now who risk it all. Desperate Housewives, Felicity Huffman, and Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
What'd they do?
They've been charged along with 48 others in a massive bribery scam involving some of the most elite colleges in the country. According to reports, the actresses, along with others, allegedly paid hefty bribes as much as $6 million to get their kids into various schools, including Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, and USC right out here.
I mean, for $6 million, I'll go to school for your child. Every day.
Now, Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, the founder of Massimo Clothing, he allegedly paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits for the crew team at USC. Now, the crew team is obviously, I think, a rowing crew, but they're not rowers. So basically, to be recruited and, like, doing a backdoor way to get into USC, and they were paying the person to say that they were actually athletes, because they're considered athletes, and they weren't athletes to get in.
Oh, my God.
So, and Huffman, she and her husband, William H. Macy, allegedly made a charitable contribution of $15,000 to participate in a college entrance exam cheating scheme on behalf of their eldest daughter.
That is shameless.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I'm not mad at these people. You know, these women and people, rich people, know their kids go no damn HBCUs, so they let them go to to these nice colleges.
First of all, I went to a HBCU, and W.E.B. Du Bois went to my college, as well as Spike Lee and Morehouse. I mean, come on, dude, don't do that one.
This is that whole helicopter parenting where you can't let your kids fail at anything, and they're going to pay whatever it takes to get them into school. Mm-hmm. And it's about them being able to say their kid got into Stanford or Yale or USC.
Right.
It's not really about the kid's education. They really don't care.
No, they don't.
It's about how it looks.
It's about how it looks and how it makes them look. And I think that's the saddest part, is that you're paying to make you look good.
My mom
and really
was
not paying to get your kid a good education.
With me going to the University of Cincinnati.
I look at you now. You get
look at me now.
And she saved a ton of money.
All right, well, it's time to spread a little good news coming from the Kardashian clan. That's a change of pace, isn't it?
Yeah.
The meteor landed?
Yeah.
Black woman lost her husband.
Kim Kardashian seems to be dedicated to helping people get their life back on track. We all know that the reality star has been advocating for criminal justice reform, and this time, she's taken matters into her own hands. A pretty cool story. Kim has promised to pay rent for the next 5 years for former inmate Matthew Charles, who was released in January.
Is he that really hot, that hot guy?
No. Not like
Prison Bay?
He's definitely not Prison Bay. He's more dad from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Bay. So it made it tough for him to secure housing. So Charles, was excited about Kim's support because she said, I'm going to pay for the next 5 years for you. Don't worry about it. Didn't say anything about it. Well, Charles was so excited about Kim's support, he posted on his Facebook, quote, Kim did not do this for attention or publicity, but I had to share it because it's too good not to, and my heart is about to burst with happiness that I wish you to rejoice with me.
Matthew Charles broke the first rule of Fight Club. Like, you're not supposed to tell people who, like, are giving you money. Now everybody's going to be hitting Kim for money.
Exactly.
Right?
Kim was like, if you post this, I'll get you into Stanford.
We love to trash the Kardashians, but when they do something good, you have to give them that.
We got it. Yeah.
Years of
Kim. Okay, as fate would have it, last night's episode of The Bachelor, it delivered. It was the first half of the season finale.
Yeah.
And, this week, Colton doubled down and did something that was never done on The Bachelor ever. He dumped the last two girls available. Yes, he got rid of the last two to pursue Cassie. Take a look.
Love is not simple. Love is messy. And I don't know what the future holds for me. I don't know if I'm fighting for something that's not possible. But I'm willing to do anything and everything because that's how much I love Cassie.
So that's where they left it last night on the first half of the season finale. That's the cliffhanger, was, hey. So, what do you think?
I'm from the school of, if I've tried and you're like, hey, listen, you're great, everything's great, you're just not for me, I'm not going to be, but I am, and I
But
no,
is it because she dumped him on national television and he's like, maybe I got to fight for it because that was too embarrassing?
No, that was the embarrassing part, Frank, like jumping over the, like running like a little girl and jumping over the fence wasn't the embarrassing part.
Especially because the fence could just open on its own. He chose to grab it.
I think it's a huge mistake to chase Cassie down, because I actually lived through that once where I was in love with a girl and I had an opportunity to go work in another state, another city far away. I had a long distance relationship and I did that and I didn't make that commitment to her, so she didn't travel with me. We ended up breaking up. So the next time I had an opportunity to move from that city to another city far away, I took the girl who was with me in that city with me, and that was the biggest mistake because I didn't fight for the first one. I thought I'll fight for the second one, and I married that second one. Was divorced 3 years later. So I think,
wow.
Do not base your history off that first relationship you didn't fight for, and try to make it this new relationship that you're fighting for now.
It's not that hard, especially the beginning relationship when it's meant to be. It's sort of easy.
He'd be anyone's prince. He's gorgeous.
He is gorgeous.
I just don't like pink meat, but if I did, I would hop on that piece right now.
They say a man is like a bus. They come every 10 minutes, honey.
Ew, Gary.
Well, yeah. Then don't come every 10 minutes in your life?
No, at least you can go to the doctor in between.
Kendall Jenner has a new hair hack for the ladies that will make you squirm, honey. We'll show you exactly what we're talking about after the break. Dish Nation.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today is one place that makes hiring easy for all of us. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of the employees who post on ZipRecruiter.com get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, Dish Nation viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free with this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation, DishNation. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Now, this, my friends, may take the term animal lover to a whole new level. Now, Kendall Jenner took to Instagram to show fans her new pet snake, and let's just say, my friends, she was not afraid to let the serpent crawl all over her body, including her head. Now,
no,
in the screen capture of the Instagram video, you can see the snake twirling around her messy hot bun, looking like a hair scrunchie as it twisted around her hairdo.
Oh, my God. No, thanks.
You scared of snakes, Jessie?
Yes, I am, honey. But for a fashion moment, if it was like a scrunchie or a hair tie on a cute ponytail, I'm here for that. But for an actual snake around, no.
Like, if you went for like a whole Garden of Eden look, you know, you got the snake like as an accessory.
I'm named after Eve from the Garden of Eden. Exactly. And my ass wouldn't play with the serpent.
But Eva, think about it. Just think. Okay. When your man is gone, honey, and he says, baby, I'm gone, but I'm going to leave something here for you to remind me of. I'm going to leave my snake and just let it roll all over your face and hair like the car trashers do.
No, but how do you like snakes rolling around all over your face and hair?
Exactly. Oh, well, of course.
Well, moving on, it looks like fast food chain Del Taco is not only serving crinkle-cut fries and tacos. Del Taco has cooked up a new fry-related creation, and it is lightly French-fried scented soap. Yeah, so the limited edition soap called Eau de French Fry.
All right, bitch. Eau de French Fry.
Eau de French Fry is not on the menu, but you can purchase the soap for $3.95 plus shipping on their website. So what do you guys think? Would you guys buy a French fry scented soap?
You know what? It depends what kind of fries we talking.
Have you ever had the Del Taco
crinkle cut
fries?
Their crinkle cut fries are crack.
I've never had them.
They're so good. With Del Sporcho on top.
You over there in shape and stuff. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Right. Would you want your man to smell like fries? Or your girl, like you going out for the night, you pulled up in your nice car, you just got it cleaned, and she gets in there smelling like...
Well, sometimes I do smell like fries. You know when you overcurl your hair?
Smell like fries. I don't mind the scent.
You have to be like a whole fat ass in these streets to want to smell like French fries and eat French fries too on the same day.
But Gary, do you think like, okay, say if you use this cologne, do you think that this would attract more men and they like might want to eat you?
Yes, ma'am, bitch, some chitlin fries. You know how that smell?
No.
Chitlin smell like and honey, that'd be all. Yes, ma'am.
Ew.
Okay.
Let me put on my chitlin or gratin, honey.
Okay. Okay.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Well, ladies, if you need something to carry your makeup, your shoes, money, and more in, I got the perfect bag for you. It's the Jessica Simpson Becca Hobo handbag. Now, this bag has a fully lined interior, and notice the chic pleated design and the studded hardware detail along the sides. And get this, it's available in 3 different colors, black, platinum, and blush, so you can match with your shoes.
Ooh, this is super cute, head crack. Does it have any more features?
Well, Eva, let me tell you a little something about me. I don't know nothing about handbags, but what I can tell you that this bag is cool. It has a signature logo engraved hardware detailed in the back, and the flat bottom provides upright structure, and the zip closure has a variety of zipping and slip pockets for organization.
Okay, now, come on, Hickory, but how much does it cost?
Well, check this out, y'all. Get your wallets out right now, because usually the Jessica Simpson Becca Hobo handbag will cost you about $120, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29!
$29!
Yeah, go to MorningSave.com right now and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, $605 if Andrew Freund has what it takes, baby, to roll with Ben Affleck and the cast of the Netflix film Triple Frontier. Be right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. So the homie Andrew Freund got to sit down with Ben Affleck and the cast of the new Netflix action film Triple Frontier, and it will leave you at the edge of your seat. Take a look.
All right, we can each take a backpack of cash, and we're gone.
Move!
It's too late to walk away.
Crashland, here we all die.
The film did give me serious anxiety. Do you have any tips for people watching this film? What should they do? You know, they're like the lines like, on the edge of your seat. I was literally on the edge of my freaking seat watching this. What advice would you give to the people?
Just lean into it.
Okay.
You know?
Lean into it.
Lean into
Embrace
it.
Embrace the pain.
All right, first let's talk about how small your purse is. You can't fit anything in that thing.
I know, but it's so cute. It literally has nothing inside.
I concur, there's absolutely nothing in that
purse.
There's
nothing in this purse.
But,
I mean,
kudos.
Can we not talk about Triple Frontier and just talk about my purse? I'm kidding.
Okay, I wanted you guys to judge my cool face because you guys have a lot of, like, you stay cool in this movie a lot. So tell me if I could be in the squad. If I go, okay, so this is what I would do.
If you're smelling something.
Yeah, that seems like ambivalent face. So I'm not sure that's...
Constipation.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to know if you had permission to steal anything. What would you want to steal and why?
This purse from my stylist.
That's a done deal. I'm sure you can get it for free.
No. Like in real life.
Yeah.
I would probably steal money from a bad guy, similar to this, to give it to a town in Guatemala.
Oh, I thought you were gonna give it to me.
No, come on. You look nice, you don't need no money.
If you were gonna add some of your former co-stars into your squad, who do you think would be good in that squad?
Jessica Chastain probably would have been good in that.
For sure, yeah. Sandra Bullock, Charlize Theron. I'm very lucky, worked with a lot of really cool people.
But not Damon. Not
Damon, no. He would turn tail and run right away. For sure. The whole Bourne thing, you fall for that? The karate, the shooting.
Tagline is, you can't go back to your normal life. What would you guys be doing if you weren't acting and you had the, quote, normal life?
Maybe a massage therapist.
You are doing a little massage on the side. He kept everybody loose.
Keeping it up just in case.
He kept everybody, especially, why was it always Garrett that you were massaging?
He was very tense.
When you're young, you're kind of stupid. You know what I mean? You think, like, this is going to work out for me. How could it not? Like, you know, you don't have that sort of sense.
Like, if I don't make it as an actor, I'll be a musician.
Or a massage therapist. Tagline in the film is, you can't go back to your normal life. If you weren't an actor and you had a, quote, normal life, what would you be doing?
I would probably be, I don't know, working at a school in Guatemala or in Puerto Rico.
You make me feel like such an
I didn't say it.
Can I have your purse?
Absolutely not. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Okay, y'all, it looks like Ryan Reynolds is out here getting people in all kinds of trouble. Mm-hmm. So there's a 45-year-old Wisconsin man who's suspected of drunk driving, and he blamed Ryan Reynolds' character from Deadpool after his car was found crashing into a snowbank.
Oh, wait, God. What the hell?
Yeah.
Now, the man initially told police he was drinking and drunk, but denied driving the vehicle and said the driver was Ryan Reynolds.
That's good. Hell, I'm glad he said it was Ryan Reynolds and not T'Challa.
This is his 7th DUI, apparently, right? So what other...
Pause. How do you get up to 7 DUIs? Don't they, like, revoke your driving privileges after 2?
No, they don't, when you're driving white, you don't get revoked.
Exactly.
If you got into a jam and you had to blame your current situation on somebody, who would you blame it on?
I blame it on Juicy.
From Little Women Atlanta?
Yes. Juicy, y'all!
She hopped out and ran away.
Yeah, she hopped out.
Who would you blame it on, Gary?
I don't know. Who would I blame it on? I'd probably blame it on head crack.
And I would say a bee flew in the car.
Oh, that's a good one. Why not Ryan from, like, The Notebook? Why it had to be Ryan from Deadpool?
Because his Benzino throat has a Marvel comic tattoo on the side.
You can look at this mugshot and know he don't even know what The Notebook is.
Oh, my God.
The movie or the stationery. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.